This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Ollie Gallant and Si Alexander on FUBAR Radio.
Ollie and Simon, as we take a look back at the last 7 days on planet Earth. And it was in Maryland. Little story popped up this week.
Yeah.
Yep. Man went to the dentist, he chipped his tooth. Sounds like the start of a joke. The dentist said to him, you do not have private health care.
Oh, that's going to cost a bomb.
You are going to have to pay in cash, which he did.
He needed,
it was one of his front teeth, so we got to get it done. Okay.
And just see, it says here that without health care in America, you could pay anything up to a grand for an operation on a chipped tooth. $1,000.
A lot of money. So he said, look, well, I'll give you nitrous oxide, that gas mask that will put you to sleep or put you under. It's often known as laughing gas.
Yeah.
And the guy went, yeah, okay, fine. The guy wakes up halfway through the procedure. All right, so I want you to imagine you're this
man. That's bad, isn't it, already? Like, if you're having an operation, it's quite severe, blood everywhere.
This is bad, yeah. So you have your chipped tooth fixed, Simon.
Yep.
You wake up, the gas mask is off, okay?
Well, that's why you've woken up, probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the dentist's penis is in your mouth.
Oh, my God. Are you having a laugh? Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. What would I say? Probably just go...
You are horrible.
Sorry.
That's one of the worst. That's one of the worst things I've ever heard. I've never been that uncomfortable in this studio, and we've talked about a lot of things.
What would I say? I mean,
I think in all situations like that, when you actually think about it, because we're British and we're so polite, you'd probably do something on the lines of, "What are you doing?" Wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
If you actually think about your reaction, all of us think. I asked a load. I did a survey of people in the office, and 90% of them went, "Bite it." You wouldn't. You'd be so shocked. You just go, what are you doing?
Yeah, someone in the office said, bite it, so that when it comes up in evidence later, they could check his penis for teeth marks. I mean, that is twisted logic, isn't it? Here's a question, though, Ol. £1,000 for that procedure. What if the dentist go, I didn't mean you to wake up. I just think you're really beautiful. I think you're very attractive. And I know I've got a problem. I tell you what, though, if you just... I love my job and my family still.
He's got 6 children, the dentist.
I love them. I need to support them still. I want to carry on being a dentist. I'm really good at it. I won't do this cocky mouth anymore.
What, you've done it before?
I won't do it anymore.
Right.
Well, if you don't tell anyone,
yeah,
that £1,000 for this procedure, I'll make that disappear.
Has he done my tooth at this point?
No.
He's halfway through, or he's just about to start. So I've got to stay in there with him to finish it off. So I've got to wait for him to put his trousers back on,
yep,
and then let him back in my mouth.
Yep.
No. No way.
£1,000 gone. £1,000.
Yeah, but imagine the lawsuit settlement I'd get.
No proof. Where's the proof?
What?
Where's the proof? Right, so you go, right, no, fuck off. You get out of my mouth, and I am going to... finish this or whatever, I'm going to leave. I'm going to report you. Where's the evidence? You said you did. He says he didn't. That's it. All the evidence we got. DNA in your mouth? Well, of course there is. Yeah, he's been breathing on it and operating in my mouth.
That is a tricky
one. No cameras. Where's your evidence?
Well, this guy did call the police.
Was there evidence? What happened?
The dentist was arrested, but was released after paying $50,000 in bail. The next hearing is the 17th of February.
Christ.
But he has pleaded not guilty.
Has he?
Yeah. And I suppose you're right. If there's no... I don't know where there was a camera in there, but you're right. That is just one... word against the other.
Yeah? £1,000?
No.
Let this disappear?
No, no, no. Because then I feel like I've accepted £1,000. I've accepted a free tooth in exchange
for a blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in the hard daylight.
Every time you smiled and everyone complimented you on your smile, you'd be like, oh. Oh, God.
It is just god awful, though. How unfair for that guy.
He's got to live with that. That's
yeah,
not
I
very
know.
Nice.
What? <it's> just...
Great conundrum to give to your mates, though, that
That's
one.
It's a good one, isn't it? Yo! This is FUBAR. Ollie and Simon here with you. It was MI5 in the headlines this week. Any ideas why?
Oh, do you know what? I think I do know. They win an award.
They did.
What was it for? Wait a minute. They won an award for something to do with equality in the workplace or something?
MI5 named UK's most gay-friendly employer.
That's it. But it was literally a physical award. There's over 400 companies were up for it, and it was, I don't know who votes. Is it the employers? Or I don't really know. But they were basically seemed to be the most, or the least judgmental, the most liberal, the most sort of...
60,000 staff from 400 organisations took part in a survey about their employers' attitudes, and MI5 came in the top five alongside Lloyds Banking Group, the National Assembly for Wales, B3 Living and Pinsent Masons.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite impressive. I know someone that works for MI5.
Oh, yeah, hold on, you're...
Well, don't say, just in case.
That, how stupid is that? Like, I know one of your family that works for MI5. Like, how secret can it be?
Yeah, but I don't. What's funny is they work in IT, but that's as far as I know. But there's no way of knowing.
I've seen him; he's not a secret agent.
Well, there's no way of knowing, is there?
Well, there is.
How?
Because
he could lie to us.
Yeah, he could lie to you. All right, but he goes in at 9 and clocks off at 5.
No, he doesn't. No. He does weird hours. Sometimes goes in the middle of the night. Honestly. No one knows. This is hilarious, actually. The first time this person, Hayley, my girlfriend, met him, I was really winding her up because I was saying, look, he works for MI5. He'll tell you that he works in IT, but we don't know what he does. And even though like he probably does work in IT, I was really winding her up being like, you know, we don't really know what he does. So anyway, she met him and I... was sort of overhearing the conversation. It was a very busy room, a lot of people. And everyone had a few drinks. Everyone was getting on really well. And Hayley goes, so what do you do? And he goes, oh, I actually work for MI5. I work in IT. And she just goes, bollocks. She just goes, bollocks, mate. And he was like, I do. And she goes, no, whatever.
But
I don't believe
you. But if
you were
a secret spy for MI5... you probably wouldn't say... Sorry, the first rule of being a spy is don't say you work for MI5.
But maybe that's too... because if you're... perhaps that's too big of a lie. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you had to cover up the workplace you go to, because it's like that big building, isn't it, on the Thames. You have to cover up the building that you're going to, and everyone would have to do that.
Well, only
so
the spies.
So we would know only the spies.
Yeah. They have also, what? If it's MI5, surely they've got a back entrance.
Yeah, but 60,000 people?
Yes, I know, but
we work
all...
at Greg's.
No, they're not all spies. It's probably like 10, isn't there?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
There's no way knowing.
They're all gay,
there?
Having a great time.
Apparently,
they?
Winning awards, left, right, and
gay
centre.
Spy. Also, how do you judge. How do you judge...
how did we get to this? 10 gay spies. What the hell has happened?
10 gay spies that use the back door to get into MI5.
Jesus, wow.
How do you judge how good, how gay-friendly... like, what does the form say? Have you been... like, what does it say?
I don't know, I guess for...
equally? Has anyone called you a queer?
I guess for lesbian, gay, transgender people, if they are in an office environment, they will maybe rate... there, how comfortable they feel in a survey. Okay, I mean, it's got to be as simple as that. I don't know how else they wouldn't get like an invigilator in, would they?
Has anyone touched your knee?
I don't know is the answer, but it seems like a random, it doesn't seem like an obvious, someone said, right, massive company who's won the...
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, Go to FUBARradio.com.